This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And the number of the day is 520,000. That's denominated not in dollars or gallons or percentages, but in people. It is, give or take, the size of the United States Army right now. And according to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, that is too many people. The White House is going to send its budget to Congress next week. Today, Hagel unveiled his bit of it, Army, Navy, and all the rest. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going with the Pentagon's personnel problem.
Secretary Hagel says we don't need a huge army now that we're not fighting two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He wants to cut the army by 13% to as few as 440,000 soldiers, enough to fight just one war at a time. Todd Harrison is a military analyst at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says the Pentagon wants to turn away from the Mideast.
It's a pivot to the Pacific, but that means a greater emphasis on air and sea power and a downsizing of our ground forces.
The Obama administration wants a more nimble military that relies more on technology. Lawrence Korb is a former assistant defense secretary. He says that would mean fewer infantry jobs, but more drone pilots.
The Air Force has got more drones now than it has regular combat aircraft. Even the Navy's starting to put drones on their aircraft carriers.
So fewer troops with less generous benefits. The Pentagon wants to lower housing allowances and subsidies for grocery stores on bases. Gordon Adams teaches international relations at American University. He says that won't go over well with service members and their representatives.
So you've got individual members of Congress who are being hammered by constituents, and members of Congress are understandably sensitive.
Asked about the politics today, Secretary Hagel said Congress had to be sensitive to the fact that we're facing a new reality of relative peace, but not enough prosperity for the huge armies of the past. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.